Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You but God with good credit.
Hey, welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit. I'm your co-host, Sean, and I'm here with my boy in the building, Terry. What up, what up, what up, what up?
What up, man? I'm chilling, getting into this good weather, excited for the summer. How are you doing, Sean?
Yeah, I actually just got back from a little mini, so you can call it a vacation, and I was like, man, everything's getting so ridiculous, expensive. I'm in the back of the bus of the plane. I'm still paying a lot of money. The hotel, you know, the prices are $400 or $500 US a night, depending on where you go. I'm just like, you know, I was lying on the beach drinking margaritas. I was like, Terry, we need to do a show talking about, like, these costs, bro.
I like how you flex in at the same time. I'm on vacation thinking about it. But where were you? Where were you at?
Well, I was actually, I was in Barbados for a little, but, you know, I kind of made it into a vacation as well. And, you know, I was just amazed at, like, the demand for vacation, just in general. Like, airports packed, flights packed, chaos. I mean, if you're even going to invest in stocks, you should be looking at anything travel-related right now. It's hot. You know, I think people are, you know, finally, like, over the whole COVID thing.
Yeah.
And for the ones that were on the fence last year, just didn't want to travel with all these preliminary things you had to do. You had to get tested. You had to this. There was still the insecurities. Now people, it's just like a free fall, and everybody is trying to get out. And it kind of reminds me, like, the frenzy when it came to, like, real estate.
Right.
And it's like, because there's so much demand and little supply, like, the prices are crazy. There's no more sales. I was, like, weighing out hotels playing, and it was just like nothing was getting any cheaper, not even Airbnbs. So I was like, let's come up with some ways that we can be creative in this, you know, in this market, that people that want to do vacations in ways where they can still enjoy themselves and get away, but, you know, still be somewhat cost effective. And I think you can take these learnings to, like, and anything, you have to look at supply and demand.
Right.
That always drives price. If there's a lot of supply out there and low demand, that equals low price, aka discounts.
Yep.
And if there's a lot of demand and limited supply, what we're going through now in the travel industry, that price goes up, no discounts, no negotiating, because there's somebody right there willing to take your spot if you don't want it. So how do we, you know, find some opportunities for people in this type of market?
100%. Simple economics, as you said, right? Coming out of COVID, people who are worried about possibly traveling or, you know, put it off, they're all making up for it now. And the thing is with travel, whether it's vacation, whether it's business, it's one of those things that are kind of non-negotiable, right? You're not going to get the airline to give you a cheaper deal. You're going to have to do it yourself. And if you're going to go and you have to go, there's no alternative. So they're priced in, they know what they're doing. So let's break it down. Yep. Summer vacations are coming up, and Terry or Sean are going to make sure you get there cheaply. That's his word.
Well, cost-effectively.
Cost-effectively, yeah. Let's do that.
And I think, you know, just for the mental state, you know, vacations are good. You know, yeah. It's a good reset. So let's just put it out there, a disclaimer. You got to understand, first of all, summer vacations are not going to be cheap. But we're just going to try to find ways in which you can find some savings.
Yeah.
But it's the word cheap, I don't think it's happening this summer with all the demand out there. Even if you want to drive, however you want to get there, you know, you're going to be paying a premium just because of the demand.
Things are changing. Prices are up. We're seeing this with the cost of goods and services across the board. Vacations as well. Hotel prices up 10%. Airfare is up 35%. Hotels are now averaging $180 a night.
So ooh, I thought that was big money back in the day. That's minimum. I know I was paying like almost $500 a night, you know, and it I didn't feel like that felt like the norm.
Right.
And airfare now, like you said, every seat is full. I have not been on an empty plane. I had a three-seater to myself in a long time.
Yeah.
So it makes sense. Everything's driving up, you know, like you said, you know, so let's just get into, we gave all the background, backdrop. What are the cost savings, Terrence? Give me one.
All right. First off, the key is to be flexible. As I brought up before, summer is a crazy time to travel. I got a little travel trick that I use for people in the Caribbean. Every time I go back, I'm originally from Trinidad and Tobago. Every time I head back home, I head back in November, the week before December. Reason I do that is at that time, cheapest prices, you get into December, Christmas season, that's another thing going on. So you have to be flexible. You got to be able to be malleable, move your dates around, you know, pick strategic weekends. And sometimes, you know, Memorial Day is bringing it up. These are the weekends everyone traveling anyway. And I know you might want that vacation at that time, 4th of July, these different times. You're also now dealing with demand issues, right? So you're not going to be able to get the deal you want. So you got to be flexible. Be able to move things around.
I would say even further to me, even when I went away, I like short, punchy vacations. I'm not like a two-week vacation guy because I just get bored. To me, like 4 days is good. I recharge and come back. And I stop even traveling on the weekends because okay, I find that to be most expensive, leaving on a Thursday or Friday, come back on a Monday. Like this trip that I went away, I went from a Monday, Sunday night to a Wednesday. So I'm thinking strategically, people are going to check out on the Monday or the Sunday, and I'm able to get in at a disc, and it was cheaper to fly. You know, so I think even like people that work at home, do something, I think the weekends for maybe staying in your local town, because there's always great things to do wherever you live on the weekends, and then look to go away during the week, especially in the early week, because that's when it's cheaper. Like, it's cheaper. So to me, like, I believe as far as calendar month is concerned, but also days of the week make a huge difference in saving as well.
And when you're purchasing it, you can literally see what the price is going to be based on the day. You can cycle through the week and see the difference. And even just as a travel bonus, you go in the middle of the week, you're not dealing with as many people at the hotel, at the pool, in the area. You're going to have probably a more relaxing vacation anyway.
Correct. Give me another one.
All right. Moving on. Choose places that are not too high in demand. Branch out there. Find some new stuff. You got the internet now, right? I sound like an old man saying that. There's so many things out there. There's so many unique vacations, things you may not have even been considering before. So get out there, do your research. Go to places that are on the come up. Don't go to Tulum. Everyone's going to Tulum a year ago, and it kind of got a little bit played out. So look out there, find some different things. You might find a vacation you weren't expecting that you really
actually
enjoy.
Actually, too, yeah. Like, if you want to, say you want to go to Miami, maybe look within a two-hour perimeter of Miami, because you'll find, like, you may get just as nice a beach, you may get just as great restaurants, and a lot of cost savings. I always say, okay, pick your point where you want to go, even on the island, and then look beyond the perimeter of the area you want to stay in, and you may find something to save a little bit more money, and it may be a little more adventurous in your vacation. So that's another way in which to save.
That even works with airports, right? Sometimes I'm flying back to New York, I'm deciding between JFK, LaGuardia, or even Newark, and a lot of times it's cost-effective. Maybe it's not the most convenient, but you can save some money there. So either way, you know, not only being in the epicenter, like you said, finding things on a perimeter as well.
Yeah, and another great point, I think, is to shorten your vacation time. Like, shorten even by a day can save you, like, thousands of dollars.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
You know, and to me, I love a punchy vacation, meaning, like, the last day I'm leaving, I'm like, oh, man, I could have stayed one more day.
You want to feel that, like, that longing for more.
Because it gets me longing for more. And, you know, and before COVID, I used to, my theory was I worked every single day of the month, including Sundays, and then I would take 4 days off every month, rather than having the weekends off.
Right.
And it gave me something to, and I wouldn't buy my next ticket, or I wouldn't plan my next travel until I came back. Something to look forward for. And it always gave me that date. I'm going to be leaving on the 22nd for 4 days. I'll leave it on the 24th, whatever right. The case may be. And I think I'd rather have short, punchy vacations than long, drawn-out vacations. Okay. I think most people that, to me, that I know that go away in 2 weeks, and I'm always asking, so how was your vacation? It was good. By day 10 or 11, they're like, oh, I'm their last 3 days, it's prep to come home. So why be on vacation? They're prepping. Oh, we got to go. We're packing our stuff. We're going to check it. Like, you're already checked out in the mindset of leaving.
Yeah.
And you're not enjoying your last 3 days because you're already like, okay. But when it's punchy, you're getting in this, you're getting in that. You got to relax a day. And then, boom, you're back home like you never left. So I think a punchy vacation during these times is good. It refreshes you, and you know, and it's not going to be so deep in your pocket, because honestly, one extra day could be thousands of dollars spent that could be saved.
It adds up. I mean, even on just another financial note, I've been on vacations where, you know, 7, 8, 9 days, and by day 7, I'm done, and I'm now spending money doing random stuff I didn't plan to do.
Absolutely.
Just because I'm like, well, I'm on vacation, I got to do something, so now I'm going out to this dinner, I'm doing this hike, and you know, all that stuff is amazing, but like you said, if you do a short vacation, short, punchy, keeps you hungry, keeps you longing for more, it could work out better. Save some money in your pocket as well.
Well, hey, we're getting through a lot of stuff here for Sammy Vacation, but we need to take a break and pay some bills. So, hey, we'll be right back with more Two Black Guys with Good Credit. I'm Sean.
I'm Terry.
We'll be right back.
Moving on, look into Budget Airlines.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Right? This kind of ties into what we were talking about before about being flexible. I know some people have had some bad experience.
Find your own seat, get on the plane flight, you're talking about? Everybody runs to their seat. 5, 4, 3, 2, go!
On Spirit, you got to hold the bag in your lap. I mean, there's some stuff there, but it all depends on you as a person, right? Sometimes in life, to get where we need to be or to get the experience you want, you got to cut back and sacrifice in some other way. So maybe if your plane travel is not the most luxurious, but it allows you on vacation to then have a better time, you know, do more excursions, things like that. So be flexible, not just with your time, but with your willingness to fly there and in terms of what kind of transport you take. You brought it up before. Sometimes maybe you could do a car vacation, right? You go through a drive, you do a road trip. So there's options there if you're willing to be flexible. And when it comes to flying, there are some budget airlines out there. So look for some good deals when you can get them.
Agreed. And the last one I want to say, you know, this is my favorite mode of transportation. I think it's great. No turbulence. If it says it's going to get there at 12:23, it gets there at 12:23, and you're in the heart of the city or wherever you are when you get there, when you arrive. I mean, I love the train. And I think if you're traveling with kids, the train is great. They can walk around, run around. You can bring your own little picnic basket of food. You have your own little table. It's such a comfortable way to travel and get where you're going. And in 3-4 hours, you can be in somewhere that you never thought you'd be. It's so relaxing. I just think, you know, look, take advantage of the train, explore the United States, Canada, wherever you may live, and see other, do other things. And, you know, especially if you have kids, it's more about building the experience, you know? So, and like I said, I just like the efficiency of it. Vacations are about, like, to me, clearing your mind, reset, getting away from your day-to-day. And you can think of creative ways in which to do that, that relieve the stress for you and allow you to recharge. So I think in these times, those are things you should be considering when taking vacation.
I got a little train rant because I believe and agree with your point fully. United States, we need more high speed.
Absolutely.
It's ridiculous. I've been to Europe a number of times. It's a game changer over there.
Yeah, we got slow track here, not Amtrak.
I know, we got the slow. I'm going from, you know, when I did a Euro trip right after I finished college about a decade ago. And, you know, I was able to just take, I paid ahead of time, you know, with for the plane ticket, train ticket, sorry. I paid $500 and that got me from Spain to France. I went to Madrid, Paris. I went to Amsterdam. I went to Barcelona, back to Spain. All of this, all on the train, all on time, no issues, no check-in, very simple. So it's a game changer. We need more of that here at stateside.
Get with it, Biden. Fix these tracks. Fix the issues track, with the man. Tracks, not the train. Get these tracks up and running.
But I will say, just on that point, there are more trains than you would expect in America. So have a look. I think a lot of people, because we're not used to it, they don't think of it as a mode of transport.
Exactly. And once you're on it, you're just like, oh, this is heavenly.
100%.
All right, well, that's it for wrap. That's summer vacation, you know. Do it. Clear your mind. Have a good one with your loved ones. I'm Sean, always the better half of two black guys with good credit. Your money is your money, people. Keep it in your damn pocket.
All right, I'm Terry. Enjoy your vacations. Do it smart. Be flexible. Make it work for you. Remember, nothing changes if nothing changes, and I'm out.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.